It is the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Esch.
Yes.
I was going to say ambient.
It's kind of very zen, you know.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
How are you today?
I'm good.
You came up with a terrific idea for a show about a month ago. Mm. We were sitting around shooting the breeze like we do after the show. You said, wouldn't it be interesting to talk with Jennifer Bice from Redwood Hill Farm out in Sebastopol and also Peg Smith from Calgo Creamery, since both of these wonderful, beloved local mm-hmm. cheese companies, within a period of about 6-8 months or so, both sold their companies to a very large Swiss-based multinational cheese company. And here we got a year and a half later. What's the aftermath? What has changed in their lives? What's changed with the company? Because so many people, as we know, get very concerned when local mm-hmm. businesses that mm-hmm. they feel a real kinship to, that they feel that they not have ownership for, but feel family connection
yeah.
with.
Yeah.
Are suddenly sold.
And that they change. The products change, you know, because you get a new management group in there who may have different ideas about what the product should be and how much they should make. And
well, I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah,
and I contacted
thanks.
Both Peg and Jennifer, and they said, yeah, we'd love to come in and talk about before and mm-hmm, after. Mm-hmm. What has changed in our minds? And, of course, I mentioned if they had some cheese that they, like, they might have lying around.
You are just...
yeah, I say only if you have some cheese available.
Do you still have your business card?
I do. You could tell people what it says.
I'm trying to remember. It says...
It's called the Culinary Freeloader.
Freeloader. And that's all there is on it, just his name and the Culinary Freeloader.
So, Peg, thanks for coming in.
Oh, sure. Thanks for having us.
And I guess it should be President Peg, is it?
I am president of the company, yes.
And Sue, your business partner, is vice president?
She is, but we don't use those titles, really. We use co-managing directors.
So. Ooh, I like that. And Jennifer, what is your title now since your company sold?
Founder and managing director.
Founder and managing director. Ooh.
Basically, at Emmy, the CEO position, they like to use the word managing director.
Well, why don't we toast to both of your successful sales? We have only paper cups, but what are we toasting with, Jennifer? What is this?
This is our Green Valley Organics lactose-free strawberry kefir.
Mm. Oh, isn't this delicious? That's wonderful. So Green Valley Organics is the organic line. Is that correct?
That's our cow dairy brand.
Cow dairy.
As compared to the goat dairy brand of Redwood Hill Farm.
So you wrote and sent out the most beautiful letter, I recall, to all your family and friends when you sold the company. It was absolutely mesmerizing how open you were, how self-revealing about what led up to the decision to sell the company. And I reread that before you came in today. Obviously, age had something to do with it. You've been involved with goat milk and goat herds and loving goats since you were a kid. And you wanted to make sure. Oh, that was a joke. I didn't mean.
That was good.
Thank you. I had planned that for last week. So obviously the thoughts of aging and making sure that the company continued on in the way you wanted to see it had been on your mind for a while. I would guess when you hit, like, was it 60 that you suddenly started thinking about this?
You know, my parents started our business in 1968, Redwood Hill Farm, and, you know, I was there as a kid and then took it over myself in 1978. So it wasn't a business that was just started to sell someday. It was really a family business, and a lot of my brothers and sisters have worked in the business. And so, for a while, I just thought, well, I'd be there forever and, you know, come in. But as it's grown, you know, it really takes more. And I really do want to get back full circle to retirement. And I kept the farm, and we still have 300 goats. And I love gardening and reading, so someday I'd like to get back to that. But I really wanted my business to continue on in Sonoma County. I wanted to keep our employees employed. I wanted to be sure that our products continue to be made, because We started with goat dairy in 68 when it was not very popular, and the start of what was then called the health food stores. And so we've really made progress, and it's so gratifying to see that change in your lifetime and to think that it might not just continue on for all of our people that really enjoy and need the goat products. So that's what made me start thinking that I needed to figure something out.
It's interesting that businesses, because, I mean, for both of you, you've been in business for such a long time. I mean, that in of itself is an amazing feat, especially in these times in which businesses are, business life is short, you know, often. And especially when it changes, I think, again, that idea that somebody else comes in that now you have to work with, you know. And how was that to find some, can I ask, did they come to you? Did you go to them?
I actually was working with a business consultant on what was I going to do, you know, be careful what you wish for, because once you have it, you got to do something. And I was about a year into looking at the different scenarios, and then I had a call from two different companies, one Swiss and one French, wanting to buy my company within a three-week time period. So that was kind of shocking. And first I'm like, oh, well, I'm not quite ready yet. And my business consultant said, well, you should at least talk. What if there's an earthquake or what if something happens? So that's really how it got started.
And was one of those companies the company you ended up selling to?
Yeah, one of those companies with Emmy.
And you have a very good friend who had also sold her dairy company to Emmy.
Correct, yeah. Both of our friend Mary Keene of Cypress Grove, of the iconic Humboldt Fog, she sold her company to Emmy about 7 years ago. And so it was great to be able to talk with her and see. And you know, for me it was hard at first to think about, because I'm so into the local, and was hard to think about selling to a company in a foreign country. But I've had a few friends that had yogurt companies that sold, and more of the American corporation mindset is, you know, taking the accounting to corporate and then the marketing, and the company becomes a shell of its former self. And so I really had to get past that and look at what was best for how the company was going to be able to go on. And, you know, it's kind of a good thing when you haven't had a boss for over 40 years that he's in Switzerland. And, you know, you're just basically continuing on with a few changes.
And you don't speak Swiss, so.
No, he does speak English.
What has it allowed you to do besides personal freedom? Has there been an infusion of capital or upgrades that you getting into a senior moment of your life were maybe unwilling to invest some capital you might like to?
Yeah, that wasn't my story, because we've been investing a lot. And in fact, that's one of the reasons I thought it wasn't exactly the right time, because I had just invested $5 million in new equipment, and I hadn't really gotten the benefits out of it in sales. And so I was like, well, this isn't the time. But after a while, I figured out that it was. But really, having a company that aligns with your values and how they treat people and career paths, they really align with our values and sustainability. They have very strict carbon numbers that they want all the companies to come forth with. And they're really into quality and the long-term view. So what we're hoping, and we are getting some help with, is business expertise, some dairy production expertise, because remember that we started our company because we love goats, not because we knew how to do dairy production. And, you know, we've taken classes and seminars and got advice from consultants, but we've never really gotten any MBA in business or in dairy production or architecture. So having now, as we've grown so much and we do need to make a few more tweaks and remodels, someone that really knows that to help us is great.
So can I ask you, this is kind of a nerdy business question. Is there an ideal size for Redwood Hill? I mean, I remember hearing a lecture from an amazing instructor about management, Peter Drucker, you know, mm-hmm. who kind of wrote the book on management and also taught at UC Berkeley. And he said, his observation was, he said that once you get past the point of staying in business, which most businesses fail at, unfortunately, they can't make it but for a few years, the next question that he felt facing everyone was, how big do you want to be? What's the sweet spot? You know, and that his observation was that many businesses got beyond the size that they should be. You know, they became inefficient because they were always looking at last year's numbers and wanting to beat them and all of that stuff. And mm-hmm. it does that ring a bell?
Well, again, I got into my business because I love goats. Mm-hmm. And so looking at numbers is not my forte or real interest. And so it wasn't the driving factor all these years. But that said, it's very difficult to be in business, and especially in agriculture, and not grow because everything is so expensive, and especially workman's compensation goes up. The Food Safety and Modernization Act has created more bureaucracy that you have to hire more people for. So, I would have liked to just have 50 goats and mm-hmm. Make a few cheeses, and that was it. But you just can't afford to mm-hmm. be in business and be that small here, sadly.
Mm-hmm. How many employees do you have?
Right now at the creamery, we have in the low 70s. Mm-hmm. And then the farm, which is now separated from the creamery, and I still own that, we have about 7.
Okay. And is a member of your family still part of the operation?
Yeah, my brother is the farm manager, Scott Bice, mm-hmm. and then my brother David and Sharon, sister Sharon and niece Rachel all work in the business.
And how many goats do you have?
We have about 300.
Mm-hmm. Do you know all of them?
Oh, I wish you wouldn't ask that question.
But you used to.
I can remember going. But there are a few that, I don't work with the goats every day, and that's what I'm looking for.
That's what you wonder.
But I think that's so sweet.
I live on the farm, and I get to look at them out my window, and my deck overlooks the.
So you want to be out there milking and attending to their hooves and all that? Yeah. And are you going to be bringing any or showing any coming up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've considered showing goats my vacation. So, yeah.
You going to the fair?
Be at the California State Fair and the Sonoma County Fair showing the goats.
There's Jennifer Bice and her Redwood Hill story. We'll take a break and come back and talk with Peg Smith from Calgo Creamy and find out what their journey has been, her and her partner, Sue Connolly. It's the Good Food Hour with Steve Garner and Chef John Ash live at KSRO this morning.
The North Bay's home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders at 1350 FM 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
It's a special day of free family fun at Montgomery Village this Sunday. In Village Court, you'll stroll among the glistening Model T cars, enjoy live jazz, and interact with the Sonoma County Traveling Fair. The music begins at 11 with the 4th Street Strolling Jazz Band, followed at noon by the Collaboration Jazz Band featuring Brenda Reed. Play mini carnival games, enjoy free popcorn, balloons, and a chance to win fair tickets. Feast on festival-style dining with Gus's Outdoor Grill. Sip on Rodney Strong Wines, Ice Cold Ninkasi IPA, Bud Light, Kona Longboard, Shock Top Belgian White, or Alhambra Water. Proceeds from beverage sales benefit Four Paws Learning and Wellness Center. It's the Model T Car Show, Traveling Fair, and live music, including the Collaboration Jazz Band featuring Brenda Reed, this Sunday in Montgomery Village, Highway 12 at Farmers Lane in Santa Rosa.
Overlooking the water with amazing views of the bay, the Bayview Restaurant at the Inn at the Tides serves fresh local seafood, California and Italian cuisine year-round. All ingredients sourced locally and organic when available. For 30 years, the Inn at the Tides has hosted a monthly winemaker dinner series with the finest local wineries and winemakers.
Friday, August 11th, join Jonah Beer, General Manager of Frog Sleep Winery. Savor a four-course meal paired perfectly with four Frog Sleep wines. Start with a grilled nectarine and Parma prosciutto crostini with a 2016 Sauvignon Blanc. Then saffron zucchini and seared scallop risotto with a 2015 Chardonnay. Followed by an urban mustard crusted rack of lamb with stuffed artichoke and purple mash, paired with the 2014 estate grown Cabernet Sauvignon. All topped off with chocolate lava cake and a 2015 Zin. Book a room at special winemaker dinner rates.
The Inn at the Tides, less than 30 minutes from Santa Rosa, but seems a world away. Go to innatthetides.com and click on Winemaker Dinner Series.
Start your next search for a new or used vehicle at CarClickGo.com. You'll find twice as many vehicles at CarClickGo than any of the national sites. CarClickGo connects you directly to a local auto dealer of your choice. There's no one in the middle selling your contact information. For your next auto, truck, or SUV, start where more and more of your neighbors are searching right now at CarClickGo.com. You can now search securely and find the most new and used vehicles now available throughout the North Bay at CarClickGo.com.
Hey, it's Natalia from Fogline Vineyards inviting you to finally stop by. You've probably driven past the red umbrellas for years and haven't pulled in, so let me tempt you with some of our fabulous summer wines. Meet Flora, one of our newest releases, and a refreshing white wine with a tropical bouquet and a cider finish. It's unlike anything you've tasted before. We've also got our chilled rosé, perfect for those outdoor summer barbecues and warm days on the river. Come by and see us. Look for the red umbrellas on River Road near Fulton Road. Fogline Vineyards, rise above the fog.
KSRO, it's the Good Food Hour. Today we're in the cheese aging cave of the portion of our vast broadcast facility. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. Just spoke with Jennifer Bice from Redwood Hill Farm about her changing ownership of
journey.
Yeah. From self-ownership and the family goat farm started in the mid-1960s here in Sonoma County out in the Sebastopol area to being sold to Emmy, which is a Swiss dairy farmer owned by and large. Is it not company in Switzerland?
Well, they're publicly traded, but they're majority owned by a dairy cooperative.
Okay.
And all their companies are dairy related.
And we think back about how long we've known Jennifer and her late husband, Stephen. That goes back to 1991 when we were part of the second annual festival of goat cheese and North Coast wine. Remember, you were there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, here we're looking at 27 years ago.
I think it was even before that, because I can remember coming up to the first cheese factory up on the ranch.
Oh, right.
And that little tiny space that you worked in and all of that. It was amazing.
Where was that? What's Road
that
Turner?
That was on Occidental Road.
Was on Occidental.
We just had 3 acres. And
was that in the late 80s, early 90s?
Well, it started in 78.
70. Also, and John Ash was 1979 or so the restaurant started. So you experienced their cheese for, oh my gosh, 38 years.
It is interesting. I want to go back to something that you said, that when you think back about those times, the goat cheese was completely exotic to most people.
Yes.
I mean, when you said goat cheese, I can remember first offering goat cheese in the restaurant, and people didn't have, unless they'd spent time in Europe and had some familiarity, but it was just completely out there.
Well, we really credit the chefs, especially like when the California cuisine movement started, as they now call the farm to table. They started serving goat cheese at places like Chez Panisse and John Ash. And when people pay at a white tablecloth restaurant and they get served goat cheese, all of a sudden it takes on a different meaning.
And that's a good segue to Peggy Smith from Calgo Creamery, who for many years worked at Chez Panisse as one of the chefs back in the 70s and 80s, was it?
Well, I started in 1980 when they opened the cafe, April 1st. So
you come from a fine dining background.
I do, yes.
And eventually your career brought you to Sonoma County.
It did.
To Point Reyes, actually?
Marin, Sue started actually working with Jennifer in 1994. Oh. She started a company called Tamales Bay Foods that was marketing Jennifer's cheese and Albert Strauss's milk and Mary Matos from Llano Lane. And
well, there were only about a half dozen local Sonoma County cheese producers back 23, 4 years ago, right?
There weren't very many. I mean, now we have 28 or 29 small cheesemakers in this area. So
it started with the food company, a little store in Point Reyes.
Well, which is still there.
Well, Sue just went to the different restaurants and promoted these products. Jennifer's, Albert's, Bella's, Matos family. And then when Albert transitioned, when he did do that transition to organic, Sue and I thought that we wanted to make fresh cheese using his milk to kind of showcase the milk. So we opened our place in 1997 in Point Reyes.
So we're at the 20th anniversary of Kalker. And Ellen Strauss, I know, was an important part of the mom of Albert and Michael and all the rest of the Strausses.
Yes.
As starting that, helping you start that business.
Well, she was really instrumental in as far as inspiration, for one thing. But she would come in almost every day when we were open, and she would do things like make cheesecake, or she'd go into the cheesemaking room with Sue, and they'd make quark so that Albert's father, Bill, he really loved quark, and so they spent a lot of time trying to perfect quark the way it was in Hamburg.
So for those who don't know what quark is, what is it?
Well, it's another fresh cheese. It's a little bit yogurtish. You know, it's a sour, fresh set cheese.
So what was your first cheese at Kalker Creamery?
Well, the first ones were quark, cottage cheese, creme fraiche, and fromage blanc. And we made those for about a year and worked at the farmer's markets, still with everybody else's cheeses. And then we thought, well, let's try and make a cheese that's a little bit more shelf-stable. And then we made Mount Tam.
And that was important.
Was it an accident? Did I hear that somewhere along the line? That accident, not in a good sense.
Yeah, well, Red Hawk was more of the accident.
Okay.
And that was a mold that went bad?
It's, from the Tamales Bay, there are all these different enzymes, bacterias that are prevalent coming in with the sea breeze and the salty air. And Sue had washed, somebody put a Stilton in the aging room, which was really a bad idea. And so all the cheese mites were jumping on the Mount Tam, and we didn't want to lose the Mount Tam, so Sue washed the Mount Tam and hoped that the blooming mold would be encouraged to grow back. But in fact, since it was wet, it attracted these other bacterias onto the rind, she took those and put them in a Tupperware tub, which actually created a different environment, and it encouraged that growth on the rind.
But she abandoned those cheeses.
She left them in there for a long time, and then our friend Kate Arding, who was working with us, took it out and tried it, and she actually said to Sue, I think this is the best cheese you've ever made.
And who is Kate Arding?
Oh, well, Kate is a friend of ours that worked at Neal's Yard Dairy in London. And when we opened, she decided that she'd come and work with us because she wanted to move to Northern California. So she really helped us develop our little cheese shop and worked along with tasting and helped us start our wholesale business.
So that Red Hawk was a major success, was it not?
It is a success. We still make it in Point Reyes, and
it's terroir-driven.
It is.
Really.
I mean, it really is. Yeah.
And how many cheeses are you up to now?
Well, we make three fresh cheeses. Well, four. We make a little teeny batch of Inverness, and then we make Red Hawk, Mount Tam, and a cheese that's a little bit larger format. It's more of an Alpine style, and that's called Wagon Wheel. And we make a group of seasonal cheeses from one particular herd of milk out of Petaluma.
Well, herd specific.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So we were talking during the break. I asked you the question that someplace I had read that the reason that the Europeans are so interested and And obviously, for the two of you, it, it paid off. Interested in expanding their cheese empires to America are that land and things are not so available there. But you mentioned another reason.
Yeah, it's an interesting market there. And for a long time, the Swiss couldn't import cheese into their country. And I think that that regulation's changing, but their market's flat. And so in order to really have their companies grow, they need to move outside of Europe. But also, I would say in California or in the United States in general, we really have lots of opportunity to create lots of different kinds of cheeses. We aren't bound by the traditions. So I think that kind of excites them. And I think they're a little envious of it, don't you, Jennifer?
Yeah.
I heard one old French cheesemaker describe America as it's just a land full of outlaws, you know, because they don't have all the rules. And they don't
He's right.
The last time we had you on with Sue was the release of the cookbook.
Oh, that's right, yes.
The Cowgirl Creamery Cooks by Sue and Peg. How, that's still doing well and selling? And
It does all right.
Yeah.
You know, we're happy with it.
It's a beautiful book.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Have you ever seen this, Jennifer?
I've got a signed copy.
So what took you to... So the other aspect of your business, which is so fascinating, is that you represent, like Jennifer, all these other cheeses and cheesemakers. And now I understand the connection to Neil's Yard, too, that was a... But in your shops, it's amazing the selection of cheese that you have. It's like when you go online and look at the things that either are there or can be there, it's the most amazing thing in the world.
Well, it's we really curate what cheeses we sell. You know, we really, in Point Ways, we really want that to be a local collection. And when I think of how we started in Point Reyes with like the six different cheeses, and now we have such an array that we can offer that are local, it's really great. But it the market has just grown well, and I think it's going to continue to expand. But like Jennifer was saying, and I think it was during the break, it's so hard for new cheesemakers to get a leg up on what's going on.
And when you and Sue sat, was this a discussion that had started a few years ago between both of you? As Jennifer pointed out, she was getting into her 60s. She wanted to start branching out, doing different things. Was that the same conversation that you and your partner Sue had?
We did have that conversation. I mean, Sue... We're building a new production facility, and we started planning for this about 5 years ago, and so we were saving money, but it's so hard to find places to open around here. I mean, we looked for over 2 years before we even found a location that we could use
to open.
Why? Because this is such a good... such a good place to be. And there aren't really that many opportunities with buildings large enough. So when we were thinking about production, we thought, okay, how are we going to get funding? And that also brought up the whole, we'd had this conversation, how are we going to exit? What's our exit strategy? We want the people that we work with that... have been so instrumental in our business growth and positive outlook that we want them to be able to continue to be able to grow. And talking to Mary Keene again and Jennifer, when Emmy approached us, we thought it was a good idea because we'd gone down the road of investment bankers, which, you know, really... wasn't good for an agricultural business, and banks, we had a bank that was interested in working with us, but one thing led to another.
And so what are the plans for building the production facility?
Oh, we're building it now, and
it's
about a half a mile from our warehouse in Petaluma. It's on Lakeville Highway.
You have the most extraordinary warehouse.
Oh.
It's huge.
I mean, talk about gorgeous.
You know, and more room, and everybody's quiet, and everybody's smiling, and it's great.
Yeah, it's a nice environment. Yeah.
So when will the production facility be done, and what will it allow you to do?
Well, it was supposed to be open in March, but as always happens. But we are going to open in mid-September, and our idea for this production facility isn't just to blow out what we're making now, but have a conservative growth model and maybe make some different cheeses.
Oh, so some
can you reveal what those might be? Style, at least.
Well, we know we're gonna be in fresh cheese production. We're gonna make cottage cheese again.
Best cottage cheese I've ever had. Mm-hmm.
But we also want to make a smaller format of a natural aged cheese, maybe a 5-pound wheel, and we have to get into work with the equipment to see what really will work for that environment. So we just know the format. We've already ordered the form.
So is it difficult finding people, I mean, skilled people to work?
Ooh, yes.
Like cheesemakers or assistant cheesemakers?
It's very hard. You know, I think it's hard in all food production right now, mm-hmm. but it's such a physical job. And it's like people that wanted to be chefs and they thought, you know, it was really glamorous. You and I know.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not glamorous. I mean, to do it properly, it's really hard work. And same with cheese making. It's probably 10% cheese making and 90% cleaning.
Well, the perfect place to take a break. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break and come right back.
We'll clean up.
And in your next part of the show, so we should probably certainly try some cheeses, whatever our guests decide where we should start, a lighter to heavier side. And John Ash, I think you're a medal owner of the Grand Monsieur cheese, aren't you? What is it called?
The Confrérie. I can't remember the whole title. It's got a big, long French title to it.
I don't know.
Do you remember? And you have to wear those silly hats.
Oh, it's not the Guild de Fromage,
yes,
is it?
Yes,
oh,
okay. Yes, it is.
Yes, we have two members. Are you a member of that, Jennifer? Mm-hmm. Oh, three members of the Guild de Fromage on the show today. Pretty excited. You should have all worn your medals.
Why didn't we?
Our medals and hats and robes.
John Ash, Steve Garner, Peg Smith from Calgary Creamery, and Jennifer Bice from Redwood Hill Creamery in Sebastopol. It's the Good Food Hour on KSRO.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Honey! The toilet won't flush.
I'll bet it's time to have the septic tank pumped. The neighbors had the same problem. They called Environmental Pump Services.
Problem solved.
No matter how hard you try to remember, no matter how close you think you've paid attention, it can still happen. A clogged toilet, a bathtub that's starting to back up, and a septic tank that needs to be serviced. Environmental Pump Services can get your water flowing again. EPS will get the job done quickly and thoroughly by a friendly service tech. They can even give you some maintenance tips. So don't get caught with your pants down and the paperwork not done. Call the Diamond Certified Pros at EPS at 707-775-5443. Get a free quote and schedule an appointment today at 707-775-5443. Senior discounts available. EPS is also looking to add another service tech, so give them a call today at 707-775-5443.
For almost 50 years, United Way of the Wine Country has been dedicated to improving lives locally. They're deeply committed to achieving lasting solutions for the entire community in the areas of education, financial stability, and health. Through programs such as Schools of Hope, School Readiness Backpacks, Summer Reading Packs, and Little Free Libraries, and Earn It, Keep It, Save It, United Way is creating opportunities for a better life for all. We all win when a child succeeds in school, when all families and individuals are financially stable, and when people are healthy. It takes everyone in the community working together and living united to create a brighter future. To find out how you can give, advocate, or volunteer with the United Way of the Wine Country, go online to UnitedWayWineCountry.org or call United Way at 707-528-4485. That's 707-528.
Hi, I'm Roger Maples with Maple Service. At Maple Service, we are ready to take care of all your plumbing needs, from a leaky faucet to a water heater or even a sewer line backup. Our goal at Maple Service is 100% customer satisfaction. Maple Service, your plumber for life.
If you need to have some plumbing done and you want to know what to do, call Maple Service first and we'll take care of you.
Here's something good for your soul Sunday mornings with the Center for Spiritual Living. Tune in at 8:30 and hear a half-hour message of practical spirituality from Edward Filyun. You'll hear spiritual practices translated into inspirational ideas for everyday living. Spiritual Living with Edward Filyun, Sunday mornings at 8:30. Think of it as spirituality for people who don't like church. That's Spiritual Living with Edward Filyun, brought to you every Sunday morning at 8:30 on News Talk KSRO.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Heat wave in effect for your weekend. Today, sunny skies at 93 degrees, 75 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 52, 54 on the shores. Mostly sunny for tomorrow at 93, 74 in Bodega Bay. Should cool off a little bit for Monday. Blue skies at 87, 72 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
We're in the KSRO kitchen with Chef John Ash. I'm Steve Garner, and it's the Good Food Hour, celebrating our 30th year this year, live on the radio. Special guests today are Jennifer Bice from Redwood Hill Farm and Creamery out in Sebastopol, and Peg Smith from Cowgirl Creamery, located down in Petaluma.
So we're going to taste some things, but before we taste, just before we came in the air, we both, Steve and I both asked you guys, so what's it like now? We had this vision of you, you know, sitting around eating chocolates and smoking cigarettes and doing all of that kind of stuff. And it's not that way at all. You were saying that you work as hard now as you ever did.
And both of the companies were sold to Emmy, which is a Swiss dairy concern. Yeah. So what's your role now, Peg?
Well, I manage wholesale and the operations, e-commerce, and production.
And what does Sue do?
Sue does marketing, and she also works with retail.
Still very busy and involved in the company.
Oh, yeah.
And Jennifer?
Well, even though they call it managing director, it's basically the CEO job that I'm still doing. And it is a little bit more because I have a boss now. And also there is more reporting since it's a large company. So it's a little bit more than it was before.
And how long are you going to be associated? Was that part of the sale?
Well, I signed a 3-year employment contract, but I would like to, you know, they want you to stay on as long as they can keep you, but sure. I would like to take some kind of a lesser role, similar to Mary Keene at Cypress Grove, where she's the face of the company, but using the areas that I like best and just kind of going in maybe one day a week or something.
Well, you still are the face of the company because your face appears on the top of a yogurt. You brought in one of your Redwood Hill Farms yogurts, and it's a beautiful little picture. What is that picture on the top of the yogurt?
Well, that was with one of my first goats that won at the shows, and it was when I was about 12 years old.
So when you buy the product, make sure to look at that cute, adorable little girl. That's actually Jennifer half a century ago. So you're going to maybe be phasing out in a couple of years or so, possibly. And what about your role and Sue's role?
Well, I think that what we'd like to do is have a soft transition, you would say, for people that within our company to take our positions. But we'd still like to be engaged. I think for me, it might be a little bit difficult with letting go of a lot of it. But the people that we work with are so great. I know that Sue and I have lots of confidence in them being able to carry on.
Well, what's the beautiful yellow cheese in front of us?
Oh, this is a cheese we make. It's a seasonal cheese that we make in the summer, and it's called Pierce Point. And we work with John Taverna out in Chileno Valley. And he has about 100 Jersey cows. And this is a whole milk cheese. And it has a little bit of savory and chamomile and pepper on it.
And Jennifer, you were pointing out the beautiful yellow color. And is that because of what the cows are eating at this time in spring and summer? So it would change, the color would change?
Yes. It's a Jersey milk, and so they are eating a lot of the grasses out there. But generally speaking, Jersey milk is always more yellow, and it's higher in fat. So this cheese is a little bit similar to another style of cheese, Mount Tam, that we make. But we use Holstein Jersey mixed milk there, and we also add cream, but this one is so rich in cream from the milk, it's interesting.
So somebody told me that if you really want to get that yellow color, you can feed the cows, what, nasturtiums or cosmos or something like that,
and marigolds
that will color the milk. Is that true?
I can't answer that.
I don't think it is.
It's a good story, though.
Yeah.
So this is beautiful. Is this would you call it soft ripened cheese or?
It's a bloomy mold cheese, and that's an interesting question because the cheese categories, they get all mixed up in my mind, and a lot has to do with water content. Like if this is bloomy mold, is it soft ripened? No, it doesn't get soft in the center, and it's not intended to. But I think categorically it would be called a soft-ripened cheese. What do you think, Jennifer?
Yeah, I think it probably would because it's not gratable and it's not going to dry out and be a hard cheese.
Does it melt well or no? Not necessarily.
It does a little bit. This is one thing that I always get on get off on tangents on, and I won't. But, just with all the different cheeses that we make in the United States, we're trying to classify them using traditional classifications. Oh. And so it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for the FDA. We've had lots of discussions with them about water, if we're going to judge cheeses by water content or if we're going to judge them by categories. And it's something that we all need to explore.
So would you each talk, I know it's a big hairy subject too, but raw milk cheeses and kind of what's happening on that front, because in America, raw milk, unless it's aged, is a no-no.
Well, Jennifer, you make raw milk. You have a raw milk cheese, right?
Not any longer.
In the United States, in order to eat raw milk cheese, it has to be aged 60 days or more. The FDA is really trying to figure out if that's really a critical point in stopping any kind of pathogens that may be living in the cheese. So there's a lot about that now, whether I don't think we're going to outlaw raw milk cheeses in the United States, but there's a lot of discussion with the FDA on how they're classified and what kind of regulations they need to follow.
Mm-hmm. We need to take a break. We'll come back. And Jennifer, you brought in a cheese, too, for us to
taste. An aged cheddar.
We'll try that next. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour with Steve Gardner and Chef John Ash.
Pengrove, here's FM News Talk Radio, KSRO, on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted best farmers market in Sonoma County. You'll enjoy exploring all they have to offer. This summer's market is exploding with all its local bounty. Berries and fruit, summer squash, onions, and vine-ripe tomatoes. Get your vegetable starts and advice from master gardeners at the Saturday market. When it comes to choosing meat, discover the quality of local beef, pork, lamb, and freshly made sausages. Award-winning vendors and artisans offer everything from baked goods, olive oil, fermented foods, spices and chocolate, to hand-painted silk pieces. Enjoy a fruit smoothie, breakfast, or lunch from the variety of food vendors. Santa Rosa's Original Certified Farmers Market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thanks, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Hey, homeowners, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. We did it. We made it through the Great Recession, and home values are up. Now you can finally benefit from the housing recovery. For a free home value analysis, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Maybe now you can knock out some of those home improvement projects, like adding a new roof, kitchen, or flooring. You can even add solar with a cash-out refinance. Do you still have high credit card payments? Use your home's equity at a low fixed mortgage to get rid of that expensive debt and sleep well again. Bay Equity can help you celebrate the housing recovery. Treat yourself to improving your home or reduce your credit card balances with a cash out refinance from Bay Equity Home Loans. To see if you qualify, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
It's the KS Arlo Good Food Hour. We're going to taste some of Jennifer's cheese from Redwood Hill. Rosemary has a question for us. Unfortunately, we really don't have time to take calls today. But Rosemary, you have a question for one of our cheesemakers. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so glad to ask Peggy. Why is it so hard to get that Sir Francis Drake cheese?
Okay, you're on this hot seat, Peggy.
Okay. Well, honestly, we would make Sir Francis Drake when we had a little bit of a production problem with the Mount Tam not being exactly right in the coming through with the molds, in the curds. And so what we do with, because I love that cheese and I keep asking for it myself, but we would wash that with Essentia wine, and it turned it into a whole different cheese, but that's one of my campaigns for the new production facility to be able to make that cheese because I love it.
Oh, thank you. I heard that it was always a mistake and you didn't know why it was a mistake. And I thought, make the mistake. And then Rollivers thinks you're not going to do it anymore. And I thought, oh, no, please say no.
So. Yeah. Well, I'm in your camp, so I'm pushing for production of that.
And you're in charge, so.
Well, you'd like to think so.
Thank you for the call, Rosemary.
Thank you.
Thanks. Nice talking with you. Jennifer, what's the cheese we're tasting?
I brought in our goat milk cheddar.
Thank you.
This is an aged, we age it a minimum of 1 year. This is about a two-year cheese, so it's getting a little bit flakier and has a little bit more flavor.
Do you make other aged cheeses?
No, we do feta, which isn't quite as aged, and then we also smoke this cheese and make a smoked cheddar. But with the seasonality of goat milk, it helps to have a couple of cheeses that you can make in the summer when you have excess milk and then age them and sell year-round.
So, John, would this fit in your sensational world-famous grilled cheese sandwich or no?
Sure. Oh. it does. This one, because it's older, is probably not as great a melter, I would imagine. It's more a... But as a mixture in with melting cheese, it would be fantastic because it has such
the flavor.
The flavor. Is there a tradition for goat milk cheddar in the world?
No, not really. basically, the goat milk has smaller fat particles, so the curd is more delicate. So usually you see the small French-style cheeses because it shows off the qualities of milk. Rather than a cheddar or Parmesan or more for cow cheeses, but Americans love their cheddar.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do. And do you still make the Camellia and is the
No, we've stopped doing our French style rind ripened cheeses because of the fact that was the smallest part of our business, and we sold it only locally here on the West Coast. And our cultured products have blossomed and grown so much that we really needed the space. And so since I'll be leaving and I was still the cheesemaker, I decided to stop that, and then we still have these hard-aged cheeses because we made them 1 and 2 years ago that we'll be selling.
And what about the croton?
The croton, that's a soft one, too. Yeah.
So you don't make that one?
Yeah. Well, I've been making them in my kitchen at home.
Oh, isn't that the first one that I remember out at Point Reyes when you had your little board of local cheeses? Wasn't the croton on your cheese board?
Yeah.
Calgro Creamery?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a delicious cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were our top sellers of the croton.
Oh, out of Calgary?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those are great cheeses.
But well, we have another cheesemaker that's going to be coming on and working with Sue and Peggy. And she's actually, Shauna Dowdy of Bleeding Heart is going to start making our French-style cheeses under their tutelage.
Well, that's news.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
She's very gifted.
She's very good, and the idea is when we move from our current production facility in Petaluma, she will move into that one and be creating some of Jennifer's recipes as well as her own recipes.
Wow, that's like breaking cheese news this morning.
That is actually it is probably.
So would you both let us know when the result of that work is about to go to market
and
we'll alert people to look for these cheeses?
Yeah,
that's great. And did we try yogurt yet?
We did.
You didn't.
I got but aced out of the vanilla yogurt. So I'll try a little bit of this during the next little final two-minute break because we're down to the final minute and a half or so. Did we try? I think we tried everything, didn't we? Wow. Well, here's two success stories, both personally, professionally, and for the community also. It bodes well for you staying here in Sonoma County. There's no talk about you suddenly picking up and being moved out.
Going to Wisconsin or something like that.
No.
so that's all good. This has been a really great positive move for this company based in Switzerland to come in and purchase both of your companies and give you the freedom, the creative freedom to grow the company in a sustainable way. I mean, I don't use the word sustainable very often, but in both of these instances, it certainly makes sense for both of your visions.
Is that accurate? It really does. Yeah.
Well, good. Do you want some cheese to take home, John? Maybe you can ask.
Yes. Okay. Of course.
Okay. Yeah. This is all good. Where are you off to?
I'm off to Alaska on Monday for about a little over a week. It's my annual trip. I go up and teach, but mostly go fishing in Sitka, which is really great. And I hear the king salmon usually run a little earlier in the season, and I hear they're just running like crazy right now, so I can't wait.
That's great.
Well, good luck in your fishing endeavors.
Yeah.
And I look forward to seeing what you've caught in photos.
Oh, I'll share it with you.
With your shirt off and your muscles ripping out there.
No, not hard.
Freezing. Thanks, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Peg. It's wonderful.
Thank you, Steve.
Wonderful seeing you.